from Sam, who is asking if you can talk a little bit more about trauma bonds. Can you give some examples?
Some examples of trauma bonds. The first time that was raised was many years ago when people were held hostage in Stockholm, and the term that was then used was Stockholm syndrome. And so following on from that, there's been a lot of research done on relationships that get formed between people who are being held hostage, people who are kidnapped, people who are being tortured under the criminal justice system in their particular country where they're living, and how an intense bond, an intense relationship is formed in that atmosphere of fear. It's everything about some of the stuff that's been around ISIS at the moment, and how some of the young people will be joining ISIS and then make that relationship that is a fear bond. It's a relationship that's a trauma bond. It's based on terror. It's very involves a lot of domination and fear. You're looking for mastery by other people. You become obedient to the other people. But being similar in a secure attachment and a trauma bond is that the person with whom you have that relationship is someone that you need to ensure your survival. So with a trauma bond, you have a survival relationship. With a secure attachment, you have a survival relationship. But with a secure attachment, you become a separate operating individual. With a trauma bond, separation intensifies the bond, and there's a state of terror, that fear of losing that bond, rather than a safe separation from that person.